Indeed. What you are looking at is transformational possibilities. You see, the jar is open, the cat is out, and what you are each attuning to is the needs of consciousness. In other words, how to be prepared for freedom, for true liberation. Now, this is not a quiet process. In fact, This is not a quiet process. In fact, I got it. Prepare the ocean to be stirred a bit. In other words, perhaps there is some dust, some seaweed, some old recyclables that have been thrown into the ocean. You see, everything must be processed and attended to. However, as the ocean waves are being stirred up, as the storm is abrew, what you're also going to find is the missing diamond bracelet that slipped off someone's wrist, or perhaps that wonderful clam with the beautiful diamond inside. You see? Now, that is the true purpose of the resurrection energies, which you all are attending to, which you must, quite frankly, if you wish to ascend. Now, this is quite a lofty goal for some of you. In fact, some of you do not want to be bothered. Let me just have a better day. Let me just learn how to relax a little bit through the egoically structured process of my life. Now, while it is quite true that the higher energies and attunements will help you make better decisions, because, dear ones, you will be gliding, attuning to your higher consciousness, in truth, there is a higher purpose that you have missed in previous years or yesteryear. In other words, your higher self is guiding you to be more on purpose. And so, for example, to not just process the daily tasks, getting the dishes done, moving one stack of paper from one side of a desk to another. Okay, job well done, time to go home now. You see, what you are looking at is the process or exchange of higher altitudes, of higher visions, and higher tasks. Your task, dear one, is to welcome all fragments of self, to heal self, to bridge the gap between false self and the new, because each of you are bringing in the higher resurrection energies. And this is bleeding in fact, quite nicely, quite ably, and in a way of totality. You are having an exchange, you may say, you see? And as you do, moment to moment, what you are going to find, what you are going to realize, is a grand surprise at all. In other words, what you found at first to be challenging, what you wish to dismiss or run from. Sorry, no one lives at this address. You must have the wrong house. You will welcome, truly. You will welcome with open arms. You will stare at quite sincerely in the face with total relaxation, with total welcoming, and with total remembrance. You see? You are being challenged to review the false aspects of consciousness, and in so doing, to remember your true self. Now, you are each being guided, yes? In other words, each of you have the special needs, the special items of attendance, and it is quite purposeful. So, let us explain, because we have been delving into this a bit in our daily messages, yes? We ask you to be fully present in the moment. In other words, you do not have to adjust the screen. You do not have to pretend you are not at home. Be fully present, be fully alert, and welcome in the energies. You may exclaim, ah, how interesting. I wonder why the universe is presenting me with this challenge. You see, this challenging person I am now facing, I am toe-to-toe with. As you permit yourself to have the feelings that surface, in other words, do not pretend to have the annoyance. Ah, I am feeling a bit annoyed. You see, acknowledge it. Do not try to be the holy One, oh, I should not have any blemishes to love. Be with what is. Acknowledge what surfaces. And then, what you will find, dear one, are the diamonds. Remember the diamond bracelet at the bottom of the ocean? You will find the pearls. You will find the secrets and promises of the challenge. In other words, beyond your normal knee-jerk or surface reactions, you are going to discover truth, and that is what you are seeking. You need this truth, you see, because it is a piece to the puzzle that you are creating. You may say you are putting all your pieces back, yes? And when all pieces are glided in safely, you will be at one-ment. You will be in total, your total self, you see? Now, nothing could be truer than the process or experience that is unfolding for each of you. At times may seem confusing, at times may be hurting a bit. Perhaps you wish to throw a shoe, or you will symbolically stub a toe in symbolism of the pain you are experiencing, yes? We ask you to continue to breathe and to remember the true purpose of life. You are not leading an ordinary life at all. In other words, your coursework has been established. You are being guided home to your ascension, quite frankly. So while you feel like it is a matter of going to work, going to the grocery stores, cooking up the dinner, normal day, it is not normal at all. What you are doing, dear ones, is having the courage to heal the consciousness, you see? And that is what you are looking for. You are actually on a higher level, actively seeking that which needs healing, that which needs resolving, because you understand your true purpose. You understand that you are divine. You understand how close it is you are to the Garden of Eden. Because in truth, dear ones, the Garden of Eden lives within. It resides within, and it takes a bit of searching for it, yes? In other words, it is not terribly apparent at first glance, and this is why you tend to miss the mark over and over. In other words, you tend to run from trouble. This feels uncomfortable. Let me leave. Let me scram. But dears, you are looking for the diamond bracelet. You are looking for the pearl. And if you run and hide, well, you are running and hiding from your soul work. You are running and hiding from your precious soul. So you see, it is quite apparent that what you need has arrived. You do not have to look for it. No need to run to the ashram, there we go. No need to run to the ashram in India in order to be awakened. We assure you that the awakening process has already occurred. It is right within your heart. And as you attune to your heart, as you become most willing to listen to your own inner guidance, it will speak truth, it will show you, and it will guide you. So, allowance is key, and trust. Do not blame your partner when they are not acting right. Do not blame the loved one. Do not blame the neighbor. Take the holy breath and ponder, wonder. After the surface feelings come up for expression, you will find a deeper meaning or purpose for the introduction. Have faith that as you continue to welcome the exchanges, without needing to defocus or deflect, as you breathe, as you acknowledge, as you remain present, what you will be doing is signaling to your higher self of your readiness. And as your higher self continues to descend through your permission, through your invitation, in fact, all needs of the alchemy of the process of healing will occur. You mean there is nothing I need to do? Exactly. It is simply a matter of arriving, of expecting the karmic resolution, of expecting the healing to occur, of recognizing that all indeed is serving you. You see, some of you are still trying to get out of your linear life, thinking that there is a better life somewhere else. They must have had my wrong address, my spirit guides. I do not blame them, but let me see if I can find where they have forwarded my mail. In fact, you are due to arrive for a special delivery. In truth, it has already occurred. In other words, and listen well, you're healing. Your life force integrating with your total self, the awakening process, as you would refer to it. This, in fact, is a done deal. It is not a question of if, but when. You have selected, dear ones, to go first. That is why the waves are a little rough. That is why camaraderie is key. Be in touch with each other. Hold arms. You see, exchange hearts. Because you are facing the waves first, and there is not a lot of record keeping in terms of this process. And so, at times, it seems a bit easier to fall short. In other words, slipping into the normal, typical linear process. It is just a normal day of everyday consciousness. What are we having for dinner? Trust us. When we say there is a march to your divine appointment that is being heralded in, that is taking place. So go through your normal day, your linear process, but establish your guidelines. In other words, as you establish that your I Am presence is indeed working in tandem with you, in fact, what you will discover are great truths. Moment by moment, you will awaken to your spontaneous healings. You will awaken to your third eye chakra opening, yes? And so that is the call of the hour. It is a process of awakening. It is a process of expecting to arrive. And indeed, this is due you. In fact, Christ has risen. So let us surround our beautiful angels with love and seal the activation that has been established. Now, in fact, we know, we understand who is due to arrive. You see, before the talk has actually been delivered, we are in exchange with your higher selves. You see, we know who will be present for the call. We know who will be joining in the recorded talks, listening a bit later. Do you know that there are those that will listen perhaps at the end of this new month that are experiencing the call in this present moment of time? This is quite important for you to get familiar with. In other words, they are with us. They are joining us heart to heart. It is a bit of time travel, yes? In truth, time is not needed. It is only symbolic of your current level of consciousness. As you continue to work on a higher level of truth, you will keep expanding your memory of how to be outside time, yes? And this is the true alignment that we are helping you to merge with. So we welcome these higher selves that are quite present, quite enjoying the experience, the upliftment, the resurgence of their energies of truth. We ask you to remember this wherever you go. Do not feel you go alone because, in fact, your higher self has already presided. You see? Now let us explain this before we close. So, suppose you're walking down the street or going about your day, and you have need of something, you see? You wonder, oh, what shall I do? Please understand that your higher self has already anticipated this need quite a while back, as you would suppose there to be a linear fashioning of such. And so, as you open up to your own inner channels, to your own inner guidance, in fact, you will be led, you will be guided to that which you have the need of. You see, it is quite important to remember that you are surrounded by this navigating tool, by this aspect of consciousness. Now, this is where the meditation comes in. You do not need to engage in formal practice, though it is quite helpful and purposeful, because what you are doing is attuning to your higher truth. You see, you are relaxing the focus and identification with linear mind. And as you do, this is where the light bulbs go off. Now you understand why. Because you are surfing the web of your higher consciousness. And there, in fact, is the answer to your riddle of that which you have had the need of. You see, it is no secret that wonderful ideas, remembrances, problems being solved come after a bit of the meditative pause. It is because you are attuning to your true self. Now, you understand how this game works. Imagine if you meditated more often. Now again, we do not mean you must stop what you're doing and get in full lotus position, whether you have the business suit on or not. You may look a bit silly on the office floor. What we are referring to is your intention. Intend to be one with your higher truth. Intend to be one with your higher self. And as you do, indeed, you will be melding, merging with your higher consciousness. Now, this is where you are going. You are going to continue to have an ordinary linear life, but in an extraordinary way, because you will be working from both levels. This is what we have referred to as being in the world, but not of the world. You need not take on the mission of the Jesus to accomplish such goals. You need not be as dramatic or flamboyant, but you may. The important key is to continue to be guided by the higher self, to be in union, in tandem with this focus. This is what will bring the beautiful flowers. This is what will spring forth your wonderful entrance into your enlightened state. Trust us when we say it is just a few moments away. You see, that is what this life is about, and you are doing well. You are the cream of the crop, shall we say. In truth, you all are. There is no one that is left out of the ascension process. It is just from your standpoint that it will appear that there are some that wake up a bit early, some perhaps a little later. In truth, it is all irrelevant. And yet, there continues to be the dream of suffering. On this level, it is essential. And that is why we bring forth these truths, these energy activations, and this loving support. We are here to support us as you allow us. Permit us to activate your consciousness, to come into your lives, to merge with you, to dance with you, to play with you, to help restore your vision so that you can merge and dance and play with others. You see, that is what the true remembrance process is about. Until all the beautiful souls, the angelic wisdom on the planet awakens fully, and then we are all home. So let us seal this activation. We ask you to accept your role in this lifetime. We ask you to accept the challenges as you may see them. Claim your remembrance in the midst of the challenge. Claim your restoration of your psychic vision, of your holy vision, of your union with your true multidimensional self. You are all quite capable at this time of working outside of linear time. Establish this to be the truth. Even if you do not have the particular bells or whistles yet, establish in your mind, in your belief system, that this is possible. The more you come to understand that your beliefs create your reality, the faster you will be paying attention to and establishing what beliefs you wish to identify with. If you are noticing some beliefs at the dinner table of a family gathering that you recognize as yours as well because you are part of the family tree, it is a signal to you that it is an opportunity to stop playing along. In other words, they are mirroring to you what your higher self is ready to help you release. So, does this make sense? In other words, do not see the family gathering as a burden, but rather something that you have brought to you to mirror your truth. This is no longer true. This is no longer something I wish to identify with. And we say bravo. This is what we mean about trust the process. Trust where you arrive. If you feel irritated, allow yourself to have the irritation and then take the holy breath and ask your higher guidance for truth. And you will be shown why you have sought this experience, what it is teaching you, what you are ready to release, perhaps adopt. It will show you it is good. So we ask you again to establish your right to work outside of the space, time-space continuum. You see, because you have, let's say, guided yourself in a future sense to the present one that is arriving at that table. You are at both places, you see? Please accept and marvel at this new awareness, at this new remembrance of just how powerful a being of light you are. It is time to claim that power. It is time to no longer fear that power. It is time to believe in that power. So we ask you to accept this on behalf of all the souls, of all the light beings that you will be in touch with for the rest of this incarnation. You are not traveling alone. You have been assigned many, many beautiful brothers and sisters of light that will be attuning to your enlightened consciousness in order to find theirs. So we thank you. We thank you for marching forward. We thank you for attuning in these special times of gatherings. And so it is. Well, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart, I thank you because we're all doing this together. Truly, 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 we're all doing this together. It really feels to me, I will just share this before we start with the questions and answers, that we all really have been, the best word I can explain is upgraded. In terms of understanding, how do I put this into words? How much power we really have to work with. You know, it's like we've all read the channeling books, we've all been to the classes, but when I tune in to their frequency, they really get that we really have abilities right now. That's what it feels like to me. You know, you hear about that. This is being like every astrological event, you know, this is coming to us. These codes are being activated and you're like, okay, okay, okay. But when I tune into them now, they're kind of like, this is not some future time. This is not after you graduate 2 years from graduate school. This is actually something to start understanding right now, embracing and delivering. And when I say delivering, the chills that are coming through my body are like absurdly, fantastically, ridiculously wonderful. Because this is really something that we're learning how to do every moment of our day that we remember to open up to that advanced happening, that's really occurring. I don't know how to explain this, but I'm just blown away by that feeling of how do I say this? Like how much confidence they have in each one of us, right now, how much confidence in terms of our co-creative power right now. It's the biggest, I cannot stop talking. It's just the biggest attunement that I have ever felt come through. So I will leave it at that. I'm just tickled. I'm tickled for all of us. Because when they said, you know, you have those that you'll be touching, they really meant all of us. I kid you not. Everyone that's right here is who they were referring to. All right, so I will leave it at that, and I'm going to move to New York City because that's so much fun. Okay, Miss Colleen, how can we help you, honey?
Well, yeah, just whatever they have, I'm just kind of open, and just I really love the attunement. So thank you, and yeah, just whatever they have.
Okie dokie. And say your first name, hon.
Colleen.
And say it one more time.
Colleen.
And say it one more time.
Colleen.
One moment, please. And Colleen, I'm going to have you say it just a couple more times, please. And say your name again, please.
Colleen.
And say it one more time. And say it one more time.
Colleen.
And say it one more time.
Colleen. Colleen.
You have, gosh, I don't know who this is. Oh, goodness. And this is, you'll understand in a moment while I've had you say your name like 30 times at this point, because I don't want to be wrong about this. Colleen, say your name one more time, hon.
Colleen.
You have a beautiful energy that is entering your life. What I'm trying to figure out, it almost feels like a twin flame relationship. You know, and everybody, I mean, that's like my one question. Do you know where my twin flame is? Like people always ask me that. And they asked me that even before I even knew what twin flames were. They always wanted to know that. But that's how I feel when I tune into you in terms of your readiness to begin to work on a level of consciousness that will, how do I say this, help you to, I'm so sorry, sweetheart, but say your name one more time, please.
Colleen.
I'm going to say this, like, I don't know how long this process will take, so I'm just going to stretch it out just to be extremely conservative. But here's what I want to say to you. At the end of next year, you really are going to be in like a new timeline, in a new frequency, in really like a new world. A new world is how it feels. You've got an energy coming in. I don't know if it's like a best friend energy or a romantic energy. I can't figure out what role they're going to play. But my feeling is that relationship's going to be very like pivotal to not promoting you, but helping you leap forward, And when I say that, the chills are just coming through my entire body. And understand when that relationship they're saying that is karmically due you arrives, it is coming from the source within you, In other words, you have claimed it because of your readiness to look within, your readiness to accept you, your readiness to, like what I was saying when I was babbling before, your readiness to arrive. Because of your readiness to arrive, you have said yes, basically. If you could feel my body, you would be like, holy, you know what? Because it's just like the chills just keep coming through my body right now for you. Your readiness to really love the total you, not parts of you, complete. You know, and I don't know how else to say this except this, if this makes sense. You know, like it's like people that watch the Oprah show or work with someone like Oprah because they want to heal. They want to really expand who they are and own all their energy and their truth. You know, like that kind of work. This is what you are calling forward for you. So, and it's going to come forward. You're going to receive a relationship. I wish I knew what kind of relationship it was. But my feeling is, they're keeping me in the dark on that too. I don't know why. But my feeling is it's going to help you really, and let me make sure you can see the visual. So it's like jumping over, like really, like not taking one step, two steps. It's going to take you 200 steps and you leap over. You leap over. But for some reason, when I feel it, I don't feel like I'm going over. I'm going this way because it's almost like it spews like a fountain. Like in other words, the fountain of youth, the joy within you, the truth within you, the love within you is just, oh my gosh, Colleen, I've got to do readings for you every day of my life for free because the feeling that comes through me is so fantastic because it's what they're telling me is it's divinity. What they're telling me is what I'm feeling is the joy that's going to be revealed and resurfaced from you and extending outward. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. So understand when all this good luck starts happening, when all these like joyful experiences happen, that you have called it forward from your own heart, from your own source. And there's one more thing they want to say. And say your name again, huh?
Colleen.
And say it one more time.
Colleen.
Trust your source. Trust your source. My feeling is you've got a lot of stuff coming forward. I know you work for whoever you work for. You got this beautiful little building there. But you've got source that has more to deliver. And say your name one more time, huh? And say your name one more time, sweetie. Oh, the internet's...
Colleen.
Colleen, thank you, sweetheart.
Colleen.
You have something wonderful to give the world. Here's what I want to say to you. My feeling is, and of course I got the visual to remind me, but my feeling is you're involved in corporate America and whatever you're doing, you're successful. But here's, and here's the thing. You're going to be able to take all the wisdom, in other words, everything that you know how to do about making things happen or whatever it is, and you're going to be using it. Doesn't mean you have to give up your day job, but somehow you're going to be planted in the right place at the right time to be able to use it. And I don't know like what for, but it's almost like, you know, like the whole thing going on with the pipeline and all the, like, you know, just it's such an issue because we're really coming to this place of, you know, it's time for everyone to start doing the right thing and not just pretending that the wrong thing's always being done. That kind of situation, you're going to be planted at the right place at the right time, and people are going to need help with some kind of cause or change or something, and you're going to have, and the chills coming through my body, Colleen, I'll never forget this day. You're going to be put in the right place at the right time to witness something that needs some kind of social revolution or social cause or something. And you're going to have the abilities to make that happen. So I don't know how it is, but whatever you do well, you know, you're going to have the right contacts or you're going to have the right ability to write the right kind of letter or whatever it is, that you're going to be like, you know what? I could do something to help these people. Or I know how to do whatever it is that you do. And you're gonna be delighted that everything you've been going through and learning and how to make things, I don't even know what you do for a living, but whatever you do, you're gonna be delighted when you see how all those skills are then going to be used for something just fantastically miraculous. Just fantastically miraculous. Yeah, whatever you're doing, keep it up, because I just see just like all this new. I keep getting new. Like I'm looking at the tree behind Michelle, and I don't know why, but it just reminds me of like new birth. Like oh, this is a new tree. It could be an old tree. I don't know. But the energy that I'm feeling for you is like that new. Just keep thinking new, and be open. Be open to change. Be open to new people. Be open to new ideas. And remember. Here's the last thing I want to say to you. Remember, it's all being sourced from within, because you're going to be asked at some point to have the courage to trust what resides within in a way that's just going to blow your mind. You know, and it's like, am I going crazy now? And it's like, no, you're really, the spirit's really helping you to get in contact with like what they were saying, like, you know, your higher self within. But you're good to go. You're good to go. So I feel like they're going to be, and trust exactly what they said. You're going to be put in the right place at the right time to keep learning what you need to learn. You know, it's like lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. So trust your everyday experience, however kooky it is, just trust it, because I just feel like your guides are like just literally guiding you. Just like, okay, now we're going to go here. Now we're going to go here. Just really good. Really good. I'm so happy for you because you're so sweet. So deserve it. Yeah. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining. Yeah. How fantastic is that? Yeah. Okay, Luisa, are you behind the curtain there? Where are you? There she is. I think the internet's slow or something. I hear you faint, but I hear you. Okay, so let me get my ear to the speaker here. Okay, let's see if I can hear you. And how can we help you? Yeah, now I can't hear you. Okay. Oh, there you are. There you are. How can we help you, honey? Oh, I see you now, too. Oh, she's going to chat. Okay, let me go to chat.
You cannot hear me?
I can hear you. Anything,
well,
okay.
One thing for my kids in high school that the higher school or the masters can have any message for me.
Okay, so now I'm reading it and I see you. I mean, God loves me so much. Okay, how easy is that? All right, my love, one moment, please. I'm guessing that was an airplane. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
So your friends coming up, you know what friend I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, they're coming up. Have you talked to your friend lately?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That's the reason I'm hearing airplanes. That's the reason we just saw an airplane come by, or felt it, or heard it, or whatever. There's some energy going on regarding that. And say your name again, honey.
Luisa.
Yeah, that energy feels strong right now to me, really strong.
What is the purpose? That friend is coming in.
They're saying the purpose. Yeah, they're saying the purpose is love, and to recognize that love comes in all different forms, and that it's all good. It's all good because we're all learning how to be love incarnate. We're all learning how to be love, and don't. Oh, that's so funny, Luisa. Say your name again, honey.
Luisa.
Don't underestimate the power of the love bug. Don't underestimate the power of the love bug. That distracts me from my book. Okay. Somehow on a higher level, the love is the love is guiding you home because it's helping you remember, how can I say this? Just how fantastically wonderful you are. just how fantastically wonderful you are. And at times they say that you forget that. At times you forget that. So the love bug, okay, now I'm gonna go back to what I said originally because I know there was no accident when they said that. They said love comes in all different forms, remember? Love comes in all different forms. We have a very, exactly. We have a lot of rules and regulations about love on this linear plane. Some purposeful, some really ego-based is what they're saying. Trust the heart connection. Trust the heart support. Because it's helping you, like, okay, this is what they're showing me. Like, you know, like in gymnastics and they do the vaulting. So they go run, and then they jump on something. And what they jump on, like, propels them up. Because it's like a springboard. So it's a boo, and they go up. The energy that you're receiving somehow through that energy exchange is supporting your remembrance of your truth of an honoring, it's kind of like exciting your energy. It's bringing your energy up. It's making it more vital. It's making it more pronounced. It's reminding you what a good cause you are. In other words, what a good, just how fantastically wonderful you are should you have forgotten it. And that's what this is about. It's about remembering who you really are. And that's when they said love comes in many forms. It's not about what's gonna be in the future, though they're not revealing that to me one way or the other. It's about what you're calling forward to you right now for you to be, how can I say this? Have like the true mirror representation of your worth, of your value, of your importance. And that's what spirit's about. Let me read everything you just wrote now.
Now what about, you know, what is the purpose of me being here? What will be the next step? Where will I go? Jobs?
Okay, so you're still in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Okay. I wish I could travel around the world with you. You look like you have so much fun.
Come along.
Okay, so job. Okay, one moment.
With your son.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say your first name again, please.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
I don't feel anything regarding your job right now. Are you applying for jobs? Oh no, okay, so the camera froze, but I hear you, but I kind of don't hear you. All right,
so,
oh, there you are, okay. Yeah, the connection is unstable for some reason. But anyway, this will be recorded in case you're missing this. Where will I go next? Okay, so when I tuned into jobs for you, I literally got a blank slate, like a blank slate. And I don't perceive that as bad. I just see that as something not happening right now. So I don't know if you're like actively looking right now or not, but I don't see anything at all. Why are you there? I don't know. Why are you there? I don't know. Because you went there? I don't know. Why are you there? Because you want to be there? That's so funny. All right, let me see what else I can tell you, honey bunny. And say your first name, please, sweetie. Okay, and say your name one more time, honey. One day. Okay.
Luisa.
Gosh, give me one quick second. It has something to do with co-creating. Co-creating. I feel like you're in the process of co-creating something vertical. So basically, like, if you want a job, go get a job. But that your job is really about what you're creating vertically. But if you need more golden coins, you know, apply to a job and get a job. But you've got like a, like, you're growing in terms of your intuition. They want you to develop your, I'm going to read this, anything for, they want you to work on developing your trust of your intuition. They say that you have a tendency to rely too much on linear convenience. Now, let me explain linear convenience. It's sort of like if you're all in a car traveling and you need a gas station or you need, or like, not a gas, like, let's say you want like a really good restaurant and everyone says that, oh, well, you should go here. You should go right, or you should go to this town, but you just kind of intuitively feel that, no, I think you should go here. And they're like, why? Everyone's told us to go right. And you're like, I just have a feeling. That's what they mean about trusting your intuition, because what you're learning how to do is really to be one with the stars and to be taking direction from that star association. So the more that you can recognize the efforts that your friendly neighbors in the sky, is what they're saying. The more that you can recognize the efforts your friendly neighbors in the sky are implementing on your behalf, the more you're going to be able to receive. Because right now, you have an amazing, what they're saying is you have an amazing antenna, an amazing transmitter, but you have to use it. Like, you have to turn on the radio in order to get the good music. And right now, you're very skilled. Like you've got, you've been built with like an amazing a tuner. But if you don't practice using it, not much will happen. So here's what they want me to tell you about myself. So when I would watch other people channel, I kid you not, I would see them. I wish I had it. I had a crystal in my mother's hospital room, and then I forgot to bring it to my channeling. But anyway, I'm trying to add up all my stones so you get an idea of how big this thing was. All right, so do you see all these beautiful gemstones in my hand? All right, so I would watch people, let me add this one too. I would watch people bring in these like huge receptor, like crystals, like huge, gigantic things, and then channel, because it would act as a transmitter. So I was like, well, if I want to channel, I better go buy $1,000 crystal or something. And so people would tell me, Nicole, you don't need anything. And I was like, well, what do you mean? These other people have these, like, they have, oh, and the packaging and, you know, the wrapping and the care and the love and all that. And I was like, but I need the crystal channel. And they're like, no, you know, you have it all within you already. It's all within you. You're not as nearly as human as you think you are. Just trust. That's what I want to say to you, that you've been equipped with just some amazing inner guidance. And so your job is really to start trusting it so much more than you do. Like, in other words, I'm having this linear life, but I know I'm beyond linear. And so to start using it in your everyday experience, to start trusting it in your everyday experience, follow intuition through your day, not logic. Follow intuition of something, like, always follow your heart, not your mind. Like, if they're saying, like, if you're doing a math problem, follow your mind. But otherwise, follow your intuition. Because there, oh God, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. My son, Mr. I Channel Benjamin, said it to me when I wanted to grow one time. I kid you not. He says, Mom, he says, what they're telling me is, he says, you're just waiting for it to fall from the sky. And he says, no, it's not going to work like that. He says, you have to develop it. Well, I didn't like hearing that, you have to know. He was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. Like, I have the abilities, but spirits is not going to deliver me being able to trans-channel Jesus tomorrow if I'm not actively seeking that relationship as my primary relationship, When you make that your primary relationship, your primary purpose through your day, as you're going about your day, as you're going to the market, as you're going to the one ads, if you want a linear job, what you're going to find is you're going to start breathing in those energies on a much more like recognizable basis, a much more permanent basis, and they're saying a much more long-lasting basis. Does that make sense? Like, in other words, to take it up a notch, instead of being like, oh, you know, let's go to this spiritual class and this spiritual class. Nothing wrong with that, because you come to my spiritual class. But to take it up a notch in terms of, let's lead a spiritual life. You see the difference? And you do, like, because I actually know you. On one level, you actually do. It's what you do with your consciousness. It's what you do with your mind. It's like, are you walking, remembering all this as you're walking through your day? Or it's like, oh, let me take a break and now go back to being spiritual. And they're saying, no, practice bringing it in. And don't be hard on yourself. Just practice bringing it in every time you remember to do that. But you're ready to be amped up. You're ready to take it up a level. And you're going to be amazed because you're just so gifted. It's crazy. Really. And I feel like, I'll leave you with this. I feel like that's what the little airplane person was about. It's helping your self-confidence, believe it or not. Like, on the ego level, you may feel a little disappointed because, you know, like, you have like ideas of what you would want. But it's helping your self-confidence. It's helping you remember who you really are, and that's what you need right now. Does that make sense? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. Okay, Miss Michelle, how can I help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Just whatever message would be to my best friend.
I always want to live where you live, but I always look at you online because it's always outside and beautiful. I'm like, oh, I should move to where she lives.
It's my little house.
I know, it's so funny because you live so close to me, but it always looks so inviting.
One tree in my front.
That's so funny. All right, sweetheart, and say your first name. All right. Oh, it's unstable. Okay. As soon as the internet gets...
Michelle.
There you go. And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Thank you. They're saying it's time to own your truth. Oh, my goodness. What happened? Hmm.